This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOTDALI. So many of you have reached out and given me your opinion on some of the movies this summer, including Oppenheimer and Barbie. And so I'm not going to read all of them, but there were definitely some interesting trends. And Barbie, the movie, has hit the billion-dollar box office mark. Yet, when I was in the theater, and this has been echoed by many people, there were crickets in that theater. I was the only one laughing at some of the jokes. Helen Mirren made a really good joke. I thought Margot Robbie was fantastic. And I thought that the whole cast was amazing. Ryan Gosling. But there was, there was some cringeworthy, a lot of cringeworthy moments. And the storyline was actually very weak. And so I went into Barbie really wanting to love it, going, okay, this could be a masterpiece with a whole slew of sequels. And as I've told you guys before, I was very, very shocked and at how unfun and even depressing it got. There was just so much crying and crying and more crying. The girls were crying. The guys were crying. And I thought if this really was a movie with this little feminist twist, to kind of get away from all the crime, that also get away from some of the sexualization of Barbie and Margot Robbie. One of you had commented on her outfits. I saw that too. They did a lot of butt shots. I've known that because I've done some filming and they want to get your butt in the view. But they did a lot of butt shots. Not sure why, if this was supposed to be a movie, you know, dedicated to women and trying to fight feminism, and I guess it was all about the men in the real world running things and suppressing women, and the women are now going to have to suppress men in their new world. It was just very odd. Not a message I, as a woman, want to convey. And so, you know, despite its box office success, and again, I saw it too. I paid money to go and see it. A lot of people did. There's kind of this, is that how women think about us? Is that, I love men. I loved my father, may rest in peace, my brothers, my husband, my sons. I never want to be in a society where somebody has to be beneath me and I have to suppress them or marginalize them to succeed. I like working side by side with men. I always have. Some of my best partners, some of the best work I've ever done has been side by side with men. Now, I understand that might not sell. There was doll bashing and butt shots and men crying and men looking evil, and they really underutilized Will Ferrell. They gave him some horrible humor comedic lines that you could have used Will Ferrell better. You could have used Helen Mirren so much more. They underutilized her. And I walked out of there going, oh God, this almost made women look as bad as it made men look. You know, and I tell my friends, that's not how I look at guys. This wasn't speaking for me. And what was interesting is it was never supposed to be. This was not supposed to be a documentary about men and women. This was not supposed to be real life. This was a movie that decided to get a little political and take a stance, make an opinion. But as I said before, what a lost opportunity. You had the best cast. You had amazing costumes. You could have broken Barbie out of that old shell and had her do things that would have garnered respect, would have garnered, I love Margot Robbie. I think she did a fantastic job. I hope she wins an award. I thought the director did a good job, but as I said yesterday, I think what happened is the writers, because you start to see the story go somewhere that was actually going to be good, and then it's almost like they had to stop and quickly throw something in there that was anti-man. And you're like, okay, let's get back on the road. Then they get back on the road, they keep going, and then it's almost like they were like, oh, the alarm's off, we got to throw something back in there that's anti-man. And it was kind of uncomfortable. And I saw people squirming, I didn't hear people laughing at the jokes, and then the very last line of the movie that I don't want to ruin, it kind of brings up something that we women don't really want to always be identified as, and that's how they wrap up the movie. I almost wonder if it was written by an anti-feminist. It was just odd. It was just odd and a lost opportunity. This could have gone so many ways. And so I don't even know how they would do a sequel, because you would think that it would be more fun and lighthearted and adventurous and show how Barbie and the other Barbies use their ingenious and what other innate skills Barbie had. It almost seemed like Mattel apologized for the first part of it for having Barbies. So the sexualization of women, the suppression of women's voices in business has been something that had pervaded for decades, but we now, thank God, have CEOs. We have vice presidents. Might be debatable how good a vice president, but still, we have individuals in very, very high levels, and they almost ignored that, acting like any man, straight or gay, is suppressing the woman. And are they insulting now all communities? I wasn't exactly sure what that was. But the reason why people have been continuing to back it is because they think that represents the Democrats and Oppenheimer represents the Republicans. Which, I didn't look at Oppenheimer as a Republican movie, and I didn't look at Barbie as a Democratic movie. The average Democrat is not anti-man. So, but there seems to be this, well, we need to support it, so it shows that we support the narrative, and we support, be careful what you're supporting. I want better movies, and I want movies that are fun. I don't want to watch crying and be depressed all the time. And you had fantastic stars that couldn't really, add what I think they would have added, because it seemed like there was some element that had to be satisfied in this movie. And I didn't even like those. So I'm not exactly sure what they were trying to say. I don't know. It was odd. But great cast, just underutilized, and the story was depressing. But, has sold over a billion tickets. I just don't know what the sequel's going to look like. I'm kind of depressed just thinking about it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that hundreds remain missing in Maui after wildfires have killed at least 36 people. All of the victims, they say, we're in the decimated historic town of Lahaina. And survivors of the Maui wildfire had to jump into the ocean. The fires began on Tuesday, spread quickly, particularly on Maui. There were fires on some of the other islands as well. The flames jumped roads, and because of the high winds from Hurricane Dora that had gone south to the, it had tracked south of Hawaii, but the winds still unfortunately affected and made what they call fire weather, low humidity, dry conditions. But the high winds unfortunately caused fire that seemed to be a mile away or as far away from where people would be living to be in seconds. Thousands had to flee, driving running through clouds of smoke. I posted a video of a car of gentlemen who were panicking, struggling to breathe as they were surrounded by fire, driving on a road, slowed down, of course, by the flow of traffic, and trying to get out of there. And it was definitely a frightening sight. So today, President Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of Hawaii. He has spoken with Governor Josh Green this morning, has promised full federal help. The firefighters are continuing to battle the flames. Now survivors are trying to find their missing loved ones. There is a circulating Google spreadsheet to locate relatives and friends. There are some shelters, but we're being told that the shelters are already overrun. One of the survivors said, "We just had the worst disaster I've ever seen. All Lahaina is burnt to a crisp. It's like an apocalypse." They say two of the men who were filmed jumping into the harbor in Lahaina said they leaped into the water after the heat became unbearable. They were among 50 people who were rescued by the Coast Guard. Yeah, you see individuals jump into the water. Almost eerily reminding us of, I don't know if the World Trade Center, if you saw people jumping out of the buildings because they couldn't handle the heat. The fire went right up to the coast. And so, sadly, individuals had no place to go but the water. And mind you, the water has sharks. And you can become hypothermic in the water. It's not ideal. You can't live in the water for an extended period of time. Fortunately, there was Coast Guard and individuals in boats who could help those that had to flee that way. They said the men felt that they were in hell. One said, "I saw a couple running. I heard screams, explosions. They said it felt like we were in hell. It was just indescribable." They were actually working on Prison Street in central Lahaina when the fire took over. They said you couldn't really see anything. Sometimes it was just blacked out by smoke, but you could still see the flames. The pair ran from where they were working to a home nearby to a shelter, but the heat became insufferable for about 30 minutes. It was starting to burn the skin. They called the police, and the police said to jump into the water. Once in the water, one of the men began to feel tired. He said, "When I was swimming, you know, I'm 59, and used to be a lifeguard, but the way everything was going, I was feeling weak, and I thought, I don't want to go out this way." Luckily, they were rescued from rocks by the Coast Guard shortly afterwards. So, when my fire burned down, what shocked me was, one, how quickly the fire spread, and number two is how thick the black smoke was. And it's not static smoke. It's moving at a very fast rate. And I remember looking up to the ceiling, and there was already a foot to almost 2 feet of smoke looking like waves, like almost like you would see with rapids of black, thick smoke. And my father grabbed me, got me out of the house, because I was roll, Dick, rolling. There was a, Dick Van Dyke would do commercials in Arizona. If there's a fire, you roll. So it was roll, Dick, roll. So Dick Van Dyke would roll out of the house. So I'm on the ground to roll. And my father was like, "Let's just get the hell out of here. You could roll outside. Let's just get out of here while we can." And it really was a surprise to me as a kid how thick the smoke was and how you couldn't really see. Which is why I always tell you, whenever you get on a plane and it's, you know, a flight, you're expecting everything to be fine, count the rows from the exit. So if let's say you're in 26 and the exit row is 23, count the rows. Don't necessarily do the math because sometimes it doesn't, but count the rows to the exit. Because if there is a fire on a plane, or there is that commotion, you might not be able to see. And so you can at least feel the rows and know then where the nearest exit is. It's they just need to prepare people more, unfortunately, you know, when the tragedy does strike, you know, your instinct will hopefully save you, but sometimes people get confused. So Maui resident Dustin Kalipo said he was searching for his extended family. So many people are still missing. And they say Lahaina has now been wiped off the map. 271 buildings burned, 36 known dead. I'm seeing lists of people, and they have names where they say they have found. In fact, they're saying, can you find these individuals and then contact so-and-so on Facebook? So people are trying to reach out as much as they can. Understand that if the cell towers are down and Wi-Fi is down, people might not be able to go to social media. AM radio and landlines might still be able to work if they have electricity or battery operated. Speaking to CNN, one resident said, so many people have gone missing. I will say that this is an unspoken fact that the death toll is way higher than 36. And we just hope that it is not confirmed to be. Like I said, too much higher than that number. But there was a mass casualty event that happened this week. Do we know what exactly started the fire? They don't know. You know, they're assuming that, you know, it was exacerbated by the weather conditions and the wind conditions from the recent hurricane. But was it somebody camping? Was it a lightning strike? We still don't know. And there were multiple fires on multiple islands. So makes me wonder if there was a storm and some lightning. So we'll keep you guys posted. There has been a declaration posted by the Maui governor. They do not want non-urgent or want people flying to Maui right now. That is not necessary. All right, so they do not want tourists coming. Verizon is currently, according to Daily Mail, waiving calling, texting, and data usage fees for prepaid customers in Maui in response to the wildfires. Non-essential Hawaii employees have been given the day off work. Obviously, state employees are necessary right now, but employees have been granted administrative leave during that time. If you're a non-essential Hawaii employee, you're given a day off work. Biden has approved the Hawaii Disaster Declaration to order federal aid and supplemental state and local recovery efforts. Hawaiian Airlines is offering tickets for $19, adding more flights from Maui to Honolulu to help with evacuation disorders. Seats on the plane available through Friday for just $19. Please only use them for those who have to get out. A Maui resident says everyone he knows now is homeless. So when families only had minutes to escape, they, you know, could only take what they could. But everybody he knows at the bank, the grocery store, doesn't have homes. In 36 hours, their town was burnt to ash. So hundreds have been spending the night at Maui Airport trying to flee. Other authorities have asked everyone who does not need to be on the island to evacuate. So there apparently some travelers were sleeping on x-ray machines, carts, and on the ground. The Navy is also helping. The Coast Guard and Navy are supporting response and rescue efforts. The Hawaii National Guard has been mobilizing Chinook helicopters to help with fire suppression, search, and rescue. We don't have a number on how much of the fire is being suppressed, but we do know that many acres have been scorched. They said the mayor was never in danger. The San Francisco mayor, London Breed, was there in Hawaii at the time, was transferred from Hawaii to Wednesday, taken to Oahu. 11,000 Maui residents as of about an hour ago, 11,000 without power. Power Outage US, I think, is a fantastic source to look at how many, you know, who's undergoing power outages. Unfortunately, Hawaii is obviously one of the hardest hit right now. Keep you posted on that. The banyan tree in Lahaina, people have been posting pictures of. It was a very, very famous landmark. They are saying has now been destroyed, as the historic district has been destroyed. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Wildfires sweeping across western areas of the Hawaiian island of Maui. At least 36 people have died. Around 4,000 are being evacuated. President Biden wrapping up his western swing today with a stop in Salt Lake City. He will speak this morning at the Veterans Affairs Health Center. Some 100 million Americans are at risk this week as severe weather sweeps across the eastern two-thirds of the United States of America. Nearly 100 people in the U.S. and Australia have been arrested on child sex abuse charges in a global investigation that began after two FBI agents were killed 2 years ago. Older Americans' medical debt has soared to $54 billion in unpaid bills, despite having insurance. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what has just blown up and become a huge obsession are these weight loss drugs. And Wegovy, the FDA-approved injection for obesity, which is the Ozempic counterpart. Ozempic is for diabetes, but the FDA has given Wegovy an indication for weight loss. It has caused there to be such a surge in enthusiasm for using a shot to make you not hungry and feel full that there is a huge shortage. And in fact, we're being told that the drug maker has to now restrict supplies of this popular obesity drug. Novo Nordisk is restricting sales now of Wegovy after reporting a 537% increase in sales over the past year. The spike in demand after the U.S. FDA approved the drug back in 2021 is causing shortages across the nation. The head of the North American operations, Doug Linga, told analysts at a conference that while supply capacity is gradually being expanded, the supply of the lower dose strengths will remain restricted to safeguard continuity of care. Sales of Wegovy soared 537% over the last year to $7.52 billion. Or, well, that was in Danish krone, so this article is coming from The Messenger. That equates to, I think, about $1.1 billion in American dollars. And 80%, the list price of Wegovy is $1,349. But 80% of Wegovy users are able to pay less than $25 for the drug. Now, a recent trial found that adults who received this had a 20% reduction in major heart events, like heart attacks, strokes, heart-related death, compared to participants who were given a placebo. So Wegovy plans to apply to the FDA this year to expand its approved use to also include heart disease. If approved, it would be easier to then get Medicare to pay for it. They still don't have access to Medicare. So how do they get access to Medicare? Well, hopefully a study saying it also protects the heart. Let me say, they say the sales soared to $174 million. I believe. All right. Anyway, so the company is working on securing a third manufacturing contract by the start of 2024 to help scale the supply of Wegovy. Novo Nordisk shares had tumbled this morning after closing at a record high because I guess people were excited about their select clinical trial results showing this reduction in heart disease. But now that they can't sell a lot of their drug, that shares are falling. So they are expected to still have a good sales outlook. But here's my problem with all this. I don't really care about how well the company does or what the stockholders are doing. Is I worry about the people that start something and then go off of it. And if I were you, and I don't really know a lot of individuals who get the $25. I'm hearing from people who are spending a lot of money. So I don't think everybody gets to benefit from the under $25 a month. Honestly, if you could get it for $25 a month, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But many individuals are paying high price for it. And if you can't keep that up and have the thousands of dollars a year to pay for it, you're going to end up going off of it. If you end up going off of it, we are hearing time and time again, the weight comes back. As much as you might tell yourself, look, all I have to do is lose the weight and I'll keep it off. Nobody wants to gain the weight back, and sadly, people do. So once I hear that there's a drug shortage, I'm a little reluctant to recommend somebody go on it, because what good is you losing 30 or 60 pounds in a year just to have that all come back? You're going to be frustrated. You're going to give up. It's not even healthy to go up and down with the weight. I want your weight off. I want to protect your heart. But that is assuming you are able to keep the weight off or stay on the drug. So this shortage is a little concerning. Now, they might overcome it by the time your particular prescription gets cut. But once you hear that they have a shortage, assume it is going to affect you personally. You know, whenever we have shortages, we try to tell people early so we don't have people panicking who are currently on the medication. But there needs to be the diabetic medications, the Mounjaro and the Ozempic, safe and still available for diabetics. Sadly, we have many people using them off-label. Well, I was pre-diabetic, so my doctor gave it to me. And I get that. I support being on those medications if you're pre-diabetic and the doctor thinks it'll prevent your diabetes and lose weight. But if there's not enough medication, then what are we going to do with the ones who are using them off-label? So, I want people to lose weight. It's just this medication, unfortunately, is not a long-term fix. And so it's something that needs to be better evaluated before somebody invests. So yesterday we heard the frightening news that a presidential candidate for Ecuador, Fernando Villavicencio, was assassinated as he was getting into his car at a campaign event. There has been a deadly escalation of violence and crime gripping the country of Ecuador. They say six foreign nationals have been arrested in connection with the killing. They say Villa Vicencio was fatally shot as he was leaving a campaign rally at a school north of the capital, Quito. 10 days before the first round of the election was supposed to take place, he was only 59 years old. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso vowed the killing would not go unpunished, saying that organized crime is a long way, but the full weight of the law will fall on them. The election is scheduled for August 20th. It is going to go ahead as planned. That's according to the Electoral Council President Diana Atamaint, according to CNN. So a legislator in the National Assembly said Villa Vicencio had been outspoken about corruption and violence caused by drug trafficking in the country. Ecuador has become a narco state, and he had proposed to lead a fight against what he called the political mafia. And he was not necessarily a front runner. He was in the middle of the pack of eight candidates. The front runner is Luisa Gonzalez. Now, they say the alleged gunman is dead, but six others have been arrested. When you see the video, and it looks like he got into the car safely, and then you heard the gunshots. So I'm not sure if he was shot through the car or the sound came after. You know, you'll see a ball bounce, but you won't hear it for about a second or two later. There's a chance maybe he was shot as he was getting into the car. But they did arrest six others in connections with the killing. And it's, you know, it's sad, it's frightening that this type of stuff still exists. And to see, you know, individuals who are, you know, trying to run for office and be, you know, make a change, they put their lives into their hands. And, you know, the politics is something I've never really wanted to get involved in. I just think that people out there, they take it so seriously. And when they feel like they have to murder a candidate in order to help their lives be better, it's a world I just don't want to enter, and it's people take politics way too seriously. And I get that, you know, Biden could make a decision. I think somebody was arrested who was threatening to kill Biden. You know, why, you know, it's a game. Politics are a game. Right? Nobody, no politician or law should make you surrender your humanity, your ethics, your religion, your beliefs. No politician is worth that. And I understand people hate a lot of politicians out there, but to turn evil, now, as I said before, I've seen families break up because somebody's Republican and somebody's Democrat. I can't be friends or be close to somebody who feels that way. Really? Just because they think a fetus is alive? You know, and that you're really gonna not, you know, welcome them in your home just because you think Bidenomics is good. You're not gonna invite them in your home. Come on, you know, don't take politics too seriously. But sad to see something like this happen in Ecuador. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in, and we really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that we have a huge, huge teacher shortage. In fact, some schools are looking at recruiting some of the custodians, cafeteria workers, and other individuals within the school system to see if they could be trained to teach and take on certain roles to help ease up some of the load on the teachers. And many school districts are moving to a four-day work week. If you don't have teachers, let's just have less school. And one school district was going to offset that day off by expanding the school day another 35 minutes. So they calculated if they expand each school day by 35 minutes, they can knock a day off during the week. Now, I think a lot of parents are mixed on this. In fact, one school district or some school districts are offering child care that you could pay for on that day off. I forget if it was Missouri. I have to look up which one it was where they were taken off Mondays, not Fridays, but Mondays were going to be the day off that they weren't going to have kids in school. And you could pay the school district $30 to keep your kid that day if you have to work. And some parents are finding that a little difficult to manage. And to me, if we're going to be looking at what's going on with schools, okay, one, we have to listen to the teachers because teachers obviously understand the educational needs of kids. We have to listen to parents because parents know what's happening to these kids on their days off or the weekend or the long summers and how they regress. But we need to look at what is it that the children need. Right now, I don't think our education system is comparable to other countries, and I think we are losing valuable learning opportunities for the kids. I've said this time and time again. What we have our kids do sitting all day long in a classroom, you know, with them in chairs and exhausted, adding 35 more minutes to each day just so they could then sleep in on Mondays and you know, not have to work, not, I think, utilizing what these kids could do. Four-year-olds can learn two languages. Three, four-year-olds could learn how to read. You don't have to push it. Nobody has to force it. But we have individuals, we have children that can sop up so much education. They can help you with your car. They can help plant. They can garden. They can do carpentry in safe settings. We really underutilize our kids because society says they need to watch Sesame Street or Dora the Explorer or whatever these kids are now watching. Or Barbie, although I don't really think Barbie was a kid's movie. It was kind of adult-themed. And these kids need to only learn in school, and you know they need time off. And I don't know if time off is the right answer. And so first, if we are having a teacher shortage, why is that? Is it that they're underpaid? Is it that we have more kids than teachers? I'm hearing that since, you know, the border and population booms and everything else, that these classrooms are filled with kids. Some of them don't speak English, and it takes a lot of time and effort for a teacher that has to man or run a classroom of 30, 35 kids by themselves. Wait, we don't have enough teachers. Do they need more money? Do they need more hands on deck? Is it that college is so expensive that to get a teaching degree is so costly that you don't make the money back? Is it that teachers don't feel safe? Now, they like to teach. They want to be there, but they don't want to have to always take a bullet for somebody because we don't have security. We don't have cops and security guards easily accessible on schools. So we need to kind of find out what really is it. And is it that many of these teachers' friends and colleagues and family members get to work from home, working two jobs, making money, being able to be home, and maybe they can't stand having to be, you know, boots on the ground in the school and not being able to have that flexibility like other people do. So we need to get an honest opinion as to why it went on. Number two is we need to realize a child can't sit in a classroom for hours. They're not learning. Look at the proficiency tests. Look at what's happening across the board. You want equity and you want all kids to have a chance, then we need to teach to what the kids need. And as I've said this before, kids need smaller stints of time and learning. So I think school, in terms of the book work, should be split up between morning and afternoon. You know, maybe you could get more teachers if they only have to work part-time. I think all the subjects, the hard, heavy core subjects, be taught in the morning, 20 minutes each. The kids get the powerful lesson. They do a problem for reinforcement, and then that's homework. But the afternoon is all practical learning, your second language, your group work, your exercising, your gardening, your electricity, your carpentry, your painting. By the time every child hits sophomore year high school, they already understand all the trades. They understand computer science because they got exposed to all of that. So then they can make a decision if they do want to go into a trade, or if they do want to go into banking, or if they want to, if they want to go into healthcare, because they've had experience in their afternoons, applying what they've learned in the morning, reinforcing their second language, and doing more practical learning. The average child doesn't know CPR. They don't know how to farm. They don't know how to balance their checkbook. They don't know a thing about their cars. This is stuff that gets learned in the afternoon. And so maybe what you could do is you could have teachers that only work part-time. Rather than saying, look, everybody gets Mondays off. We need you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, full days, even longer days. What if you bring that up to teachers? What if it's only mornings? Or you do the mornings and you do the afternoons? Maybe that might give some flexibility. Summer break should never be 3 months. It's too long. These kids are kids need to learn. You're losing 3 months of their life by them just sitting there playing video games because the average family can't afford to travel for 3 months in the summer. Make Christmas break longer when everybody gets sick and is running around the airport trying to get back in time for Monday. Make Christmas break maybe 4 weeks. Winter break maybe 4 weeks. Shorten summer break. But what is the primary thing we need is the best way these kids could learn, the safest way these kids could learn and be proficient and compete with other countries. When we hear that multiple schools can't pass a math test, why is that? Is it that a 50-minute class is just too long? Are the teachers also getting tired? I'm really energetic first thing in the morning, but by 2 p.m. teaching the same lesson, you know, maybe we need to just reevaluate that. But I don't think keeping kids longer, you know, just so everybody could get off Mondays is going to be the answer. I get we don't have enough teachers. I get that. And I understand that school districts don't get enough money, or the money has to be thrown to, I don't know where all our tax dollars go. We pay a crap load of taxes. You would think the teachers were getting paid well, but it doesn't sound like that money goes to the teachers. Also, in my neck of the woods, it doesn't sound like it's going to their health insurance. So I don't know what the hell is happening with that. But, you know, we need to do a much better job putting our kids first and our teachers first. And I don't think a four-day work week or a four-day school week is the answer, because then the next request is going to be 3 days. They're going to say, you know what, nobody pays attention on Fridays. See, I thought if they were moving to a four-day school week or work week, Fridays were being knocked off. No, they went for the Monday. Well, because people don't want to come in on a Monday and call outs are high on Monday. Well, Friday already everybody acts like it's a dead day. So now we're only looking at 3 days of work. We are underutilizing our children. Our children should be able to do so much more than they are. In caveman days, these children were already hunting, gathering, starting families. Not that I want the average teenager to be doing that. But after sophomore year, high school ends, make junior and senior college, associate degree college, doesn't cost us a penny, kids get free college, and they graduate having an associate's degree and understanding the trades. That's how I would do school. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.